We're going to spend some time with the text message as we've come to learn more and more about Clarence Thomas's wife, Jenny Thomas, sent to Mark Meadows. Now, rather than the reaction to the texts, we're going to, I guess, in a way, go to the source. Who was one of the gurus and grand poobahs who inspired Jenny Thomas to wrap her mind around what she texted? My next guest, well, I think he's the best person to explain all this. He's the co-host of the podcast Knowledge Fight, which listens to the Alex Jones Show, so you don't have to. We say good morning to Jordan Holmes. How are you today, Jordan?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for that introduction. That's very nice of you.
Well, you're doing...
I don't know if that's a compliment, really, huh?
Well, you're doing the rest of us a great favor. So if we can, you know, do a crowdfunding to help treat your bleeding ears, we're all willing to do that for you.
Yeah, we might need it. And we're on 5 years, and I don't know how much longer we can take it, right?
Jordan's website, by the way, we have a link to our homepage, too, knowledgefight.com. You can listen to the current podcast, the huge archive as well, and get an idea of, well, really, I guess, like I said in the intro, Jordan, if you want to find out what causes insanity, you go to the source, and Alex Jones has apparently been a great source for Jenny Thomas.
Yeah, by virtue of employing Steve Pachenik for 20 years or so, he has spread his message far and wide.
Explain who this guy Steve Pachenik is, because it's probably a name that's flown under most sane people's radar screen.
Oh, absolutely. So Steve Pachenik has a story that's a little bit hard to condense. But the short version is he worked at the State Department in the early 70s and then began lying about everything that happened after that.
that catches people up, at least, with a lot of years to work for. Then, I mean, I guess you have to add, too, that Steve Pachenik can get so far deep in left field, even Alex Jones had to slam the door on him at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you deny certain things happen, he denied the school shootings happened, he denied Parkland happened, and that was already after Alex was being sued, so he had to put him on the back burner for a little while. That's how crazy Steve Pachenik is.
And Jordan's use of the word for a little while, because Pachenik has a few lies like a cat. He keeps coming back for more, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you've got a source of insanity like Steve Pachenik, you just can't let him go. I mean, listen, the man went on Alex Jones' show on InfoWars just a short while ago and said, "Alex, don't worry about it. Last year we arrested the Pope."
I mean, haven't been talking about the Catholic Church and all that situation for a lot of years, I'd be happy to see that if it was real, but unfortunately, unfortunately,
hey, what are you
it's not.
Do?
The you know, as far as Alex Jones too, he's been quite the picture of late, because it seems like he's too sick to do a deposition, but he's well enough to go on the radio show and, well, host people like Steve Pachenik.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, he knows he's going to lose a lot of money, so he doesn't want to give those depositions, because then he'd have to tell the truth in front of people. So we'll see if he actually winds up doing it.
Well, didn't he tell the truth in his most recent divorce, where he basically said that everything he does is an act, but it didn't seem to cost him any loyal followers, did it?
Well, see, because he didn't say it. His lawyer said it.
Oh.
So in the audience's eyes, that's like a clever thing that a lawyer would have to say. Alex himself would never say that, because he's telling the truth all the time.
Well, that's a stretch of a belief there, too. Sort of like Jenny Thomas giving credence in any way, shape, or form to Sidney Powell in one of her texts to Meadows.
Yep. It is. It's absolute madness. You don't know if they believe it or if they just want to use it. You never know with these people.
Well, the question I have with all this is, does Clarence Thomas buy into this? I guess that would be the $64,000 question, or is he just, you know, a happy wife, happy life type of situation going on here?
I mean, you know, I looked into Clarence Thomas for a little while, and I really think he doesn't listen to his wife too much at all.
He's got that going for him. We're talking with Jordan Holmes, co-host of the Knowledge Fight podcast. KnowledgeFight.com is the website. He listens to the Alex Jones Show, so you don't have to, thankfully, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, when you look at the Alex Jones Show content, how much of it is QAnon leaning? How much of it is Proud Boys content type?
Well, he's always leaned more towards the violent end, like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, the militia side. And he's kind of tried to stay away from the QAnon side because he can't control it. You know, a few years ago, whenever QAnon was still just becoming popular, he tried really hard to co-opt it and say he was basically Q and try and get all those people over to him. None of them went. So then he just resented Q and leaned even harder towards the malicious side.
Found it odd, too, because back in 2016, Donald Trump, and we played the audio a while back. I think I have it in the audio archive, too, come to think of it. But Donald Trump, Jones actually got Trump on his show a couple of times, and Alex was a huge Trump flag-waving.
He was only on the show one time.
One time, okay.
So, yeah, Trump only went on the show one time, and this was honestly kind of more just an excuse to sell his book.
Well, so, if you watch the video, not just the audio, it almost looked like a hostage tape that Trump was the subject of.
Well, exactly. He was just trying to sell his book, and he didn't actually want to talk to Alex.
And he just
gave him a nice little compliment, and then that was all he needed to do.
But then, you know, I guess Jones hooked up with Roger Stone, which that's not always a safe thing to do, come to think of it, but
that's the least safe thing to do in the history of politics. I mean, don't get involved with Roger Stone.
I actually did a couple of segments a while back where I was going through my archive for something I'm doing, and I've had in the past Peter Navarro, Jenna Ellis, Roger Stone, Kellyanne Conway, Rudy Giuliani. This was back before, pre-Trump. I played these segments one after another and said at the end, what the hell happened to these people?
isn't that the big question, right?
I mean, you listen to when I had them back in 2009, 10, 11, 12. They're logical, sound like really intelligent people. But then today, wow.
Right, right. They still had bad intentions back then, but at least they sounded polite instead of being raving lunatics.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Calling people. You know, Roger Stone, actually, he claimed that some of the ballots for Biden were actually sent over here from North Korea by boat. And you would think that he was joking or something like that. He 100% straight face said that North Korea sent ballots by boat.
Wow. Okay. With the podcast that you do and the focus that you do, do you hear from Alex Jones loyalists? Do you hear from people who used to fall for it and have come away from it and said, thank God you're doing what you're doing? What's some of the reactions that you get?
We get far more of the latter. I don't think we've really had anybody from Alex Jones's fan base interact with us at all. Most of the people who contact us are people who are like, you know, I listened to InfoWars 10 years ago and I thought it was just entertainment. And then now I'm seeing what it really is and how dangerous it is. So that's more along the lines of what we get.
I mean, we're having fun here, and you sort of do with podcasts, too. But there is a serious foundation to all this, because people buy the insane BS. They go out and, you know, that one guy that believed in Pizzagate, and he was driving to that pizzeria where there is no basement, by the way, because he was going to free those kids.
Yep. And he fired a shot right in there. How crazy is that? There are real-world consequences whenever, and that's kind of what he's trying to do, is just kind of create this environment of fear, constant, paranoia, and the feeling of you know what, maybe if nobody else is going to do it, I have to take my government into my own hands. And then all of a sudden, here we are with people charging and marching everywhere.
Maybe that's one of the benefits of social media. There are a few, but that might be one of them, where some of these people are very blatant when they make comments to some of these stories, and they basically telegraph what they're going to do before they do it, and someone sees it, law enforcement gets in, and a lot of bad stuff stops before it gets to happen.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much that is the case or not. I don't know if there are that many people willing to actually go through with things quite so far. And it'd be nicer if a lot of the militia weren't in the cops. That's one of the bigger problems.
That's true.
Oh yeah. They're probably, I think the last counting that they gave was like between 2.5% and 5% of the police force nationwide is part of a militia group or a breakaway society group.
That's those people who think it's a great idea to kidnap the Michigan governor and hold a civil trial to convict her and hang her.
You got it. That's them.
Wow. So yep. Let's just say you just met someone who stumbled across InfoWars. Believe it or not, there used to be a pirate station up in northwest New Jersey that would air, I guess, the audio feed off the web. It was an FM station or something. I think they finally shut it down a couple of years ago. But just say you came across someone who stumbled across Alley Jones, and you know your sense are buying into it. What's the best thing you can say to them?
I think the best thing you can say to them is actually just ask them leading questions. You know, don't assert that you know something that they don't. Just ask them questions. You know, if they say, here's what happened on, the election, here's why these ballots weren't counted, then you just ask them, where did those ballots go? And the more and more questions you find, eventually you'll get to the point where they go, oh, yeah, that really doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't connect there. And then another great way is to, again, avoid head-on conflict and see what other things that they believe and whether or not the conspiracy conflicts with that. I mean, it is hard to say. I wouldn't deny that billionaires are, you know, evil and run the world and stuff, but they don't eat children.
No.
Because, and you know why? How would you get that many children, you know? Like, we would all notice eventually.
Yeah, I mean, unless the rapture has just taken kids up to heaven, there's something wrong here.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no way. There's just, and it's not because I think you're crazy or because you're wrong. I just think that there aren't enough children, like tonnage, you know, that's there's not enough meat there. That's why, you know, don't confront them because they're stupid or because they're crazy. It's more about accepting that they have this worldview and you have to engage with that in order to get them, you know, to see yours as well.
In other words, you know, put it in a user-friendly situation for them. Ask them to prove why they believe what they believe.
Absolutely. You got it.
And let them have a little self-realization that, you know, I need some couch time real fast.
Exactly. You got it.
Now, to learn more about the Alex Jones Show and without having to listen to it, that's one of the reasons why the podcast with Jordan Holmes and his co-host exist, Knowledge Fight. You can find out more about their efforts to shine a light on some pretty dark stuff that comes out of some people's mouths at knowledgefight.com. Jordan, we had a lot of fun, but we came out of this with a good lesson, too, that, you know, sanity has a value, and try to hold on to as much of it as you can.
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was great.
Likewise. Take care.